MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Department of Transportation, reminding you to wait to merge and take turns in work zones.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Changes take effect this month to Missouri's sentencing laws for juveniles convicted of first-degree murder. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2012 that Missouri must offer another sentencing option for juveniles guilty of murder, not just life without parole. Rose Whitrock, whose daughter was killed in a 2009 home invasion in St. Louis by a 16-year-old boy, is undecided about the new law.
I think that every case has to be looked at individually because I do believe that there are some cases where life without parole doesn't apply.
The legislation allows a life without parole or a minimum 25-year sentence for those under 18. The state's largest utility plans to build electric car recharging stations along Missouri's busiest travel corridor. Jason Taylor reports.
Ameren filed Monday with the Public Service Commission to construct 5 charging stations between St. Louis and Boonville. The outlets would be spaced 20 to 45 miles apart to accommodate the driving ranges of the vehicles. Ameren's Mark Neeland says Kansas City and St. Louis are not currently connected by enough charging stations to allow continuous travel between the two cities.
The whole purpose of our pilot project concept is to provide a fast charging means that tailors specifically to the long-distance driver, especially given that what we understand will avail themselves to the consumer public in 2017 are the first EVs that offer a 200-mile driving range and a price range of $30,000.
The charging stations would let customers pay at the pump through existing credit card swipe technology. The project's estimated cost is $600,000. Jason Taylor, MissouriNet.
The Missouri Chamber of Commerce has launched a webinar aimed at helping businesses prepare for federal overtime rules that begin in December. The 25-minute webinar is available to members for $25 and non-members for $50. The federal rule will extend overtime pay to those making up to $47,000 and working more than 40 hours a week. 4 of 10 Missouri Olympic athletes were in action today. Bill Pollack reports.
3 native Missourians were going for medals today in Rio in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. Colleen Quigley of St. Louis and Courtney Frerichs of Nixa missed out on medals. Quigley ran 8th. Frerichs 11th. Deanna Price of Old Monroe, that's a town of less than 300 just north of St. Louis, was 8th in the hammer throw. And Murphy Troy of St. Louis is on the men's volleyball team. They beat Mexico 3-0 to advance to the quarterfinals. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.